I hope you're having an amazing day. My name is Mia, and you're listening to UCSC Slugcast, brought to you by the Division of Student Affairs and Success. Today, we're going to be talking about Stevenson College. Stevenson College is UCSC's second college, founded only a year after the university in 1966. Stevenson is located on the east side of campus, and the apartments, in my opinion, have some of the best views of Eastfield as well as the ocean. Before we get into all of the awesome things that Stevenson has to offer, let's hear what some affiliates have to say about the college with the motto, Self and Society in Mind. What's your name?
My name is Talia. I'm a second year.
My name's Isaac, and I'm a second year.
What's your favorite thing about being a Stevenson affiliate?
I really liked the first two quarters of the core class. I think they're super informative, and even though it's an extra quarter than the rest of the core classes, I think it taught me a lot about society and history and whatnot.
The events that they have here, and also I really like how close the dining hall is. It's really nice. I love being right next to the field and so close to the gym.
Awesome. And then what does the theme self and society mean to you?
I think at least in relation to the core classes is learning about maybe how to improve yourself and then therefore will improve society around you. Probably like vice versa as well. Improving society will improve the people in it.
Self and society is kind of like community, I guess, and how you fit into that community here at Stevenson. I feel like all the colleges have their own community, but Stevenson is kind of more close-knit.
And then what are your favorite things to do around Stevenson?
I really like to go hammocking at the Knoll. I find it's like the perfect hammocking spot. I don't even live on campus anymore, but I still go back to the Knoll because it feels very homely.
The Stevenson Cafe is great. I love going there and spending slug points. I really like the field, the volleyball pit, and just sitting down and looking at the ocean.
Something really cool about Stevenson College is the Rainbow Theater program. The Rainbow Theater was established in 1994 with the idea of serving to enhance the cultural climate of the UCSC campus by encouraging the celebration of diversity through theater. The theater's goal is to promote a sense of community by dismantling cultural barriers, offering a platform for creatives of various ethnic groups, and addressing issues affecting our local communities. I had the opportunity in spring quarter to watch one of the one-act plays that they had, and it was such an amazing show. And if you ever have the opportunity to support Rainbow Theater, I highly encourage you all to check it out. If you are interested in getting involved with the theater or just want more information, you can visit the Cultural Arts and Diversity website, cadr.org, or you can visit the Rainbow Theater office located in Stevenson Administration Building Room 199. Next, I wanted to talk about the Stevenson Community Garden. The garden is a space for everyone to explore, grow, and learn about the regenerative food systems. The garden serves as a space where social, racial, land, and environmental justice issues are all considered together. The Stevenson Community Garden is open daily from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. This quarter, fall 2023, the garden has its weekly work parties on Thursday from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. Please keep in mind that the hours change every quarter, so if you would like any updates, you can check out the Stevenson Instagram at stevenson.ucsc. Another cool thing about the garden is that there is an environmental studies internship that is 2 units. If you are interested, you can stop by the environmental studies internship office. As an affiliate of another college, these next couple things that I'm going to mention are my absolute favorite things to do in Stevenson. So if you're a part of another college, I feel like these things are for sure worth checking out. The Stevenson Coffee House. The coffee house is the perfect place to study or hang out with friends while enjoying a really nice sandwich. I think the sandwiches there are top tier. The coffee house is located right next to the Stevenson Event Center and has plenty of indoor and outdoor seating. If you're looking for a more quiet place to study, you're more than welcome to check out the Stevenson Library. The library is located on the very east side of Stevenson, next to the Stevenson classrooms. This library is pretty spacious and has plenty of room to relax and get some work done. Last but certainly not least, my absolute favorite thing to do in Stevenson, if not on all of campus, is going to open mic nights. Stevenson open mic nights are open to anyone and everyone. If you just want to watch the performances or you would like to perform yourself, please go check it out. The community that open mic nights build is wonderful, and it's such a safe space for creatives to share their talents. Stevenson Open Mic Nights are currently held every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. They are mainly held outside in between the Stevenson Event Center and the Stevenson Coffee House, but sometimes due to weather, they're held in the Event Center.
Hi, my name is Mandy Cordova, and I'm a Kresge affiliate, and I found Stevenson Open Mic because I was living in the Porter Transfer Building, and my RA, who's a Porter RA, was like, I go to the Stevenson Open Mics, and I was like, that's kind of silly, because there's Porter Open Mics, like, why would you go there? And he was like, you just have to go, and then I did, and I've been obsessed, and returning every week ever since, because it's like a really accepting place, and it's a really fun place to like dance around and exist. Even if you don't have something to perform, I think it's like a fun way to spend your Tuesday night.
My name is Macy. I'm affiliated with College 9. My favorite part of Stevenson Open Mic is how nobody is afraid to just be really weird and express themselves and show off how talented they are and how creative they are. And it's just like a big group of people just all dance and perform together.
Hello, my name is Indigo Price, and I am a College 9 affiliate, and I love open mic, specifically at Stevenson, because it's such a fun collective of weird, unique, like artistic, lovely people just doing what they love and not caring about anything else in the world. And it's just so fun to get together and all be creative and dance and do like silly little things on stage, and it's just very fun, and everyone's so talented.
Hey, my name is Phil, and I'm affiliated to Kresge College. I love the Stevenson open mics. It really just allowed me to come out as an artist and just find my like love and talent for rapping. And there's nothing like the crowds and like the energy at Stevenson with put the people up and dancing. I mean, I've performed at other open mics before, but there's nothing like over there.
Stevenson, along with Cowell, is arguably located in one of the best areas to be in on campus. It's close to the gym, close to the quarry, and close to McHenry Library. So if you're listening to this because you're affiliated with another college and want to learn a little bit more about Stevenson, or you're trying to figure out which college to be affiliated with, I hope that this helped you in any sort of way, and I'm so glad you listened along today. Again, my name is Mia, and you are listening to the Slugcast brought to you by the Division of Student Affairs and Success. For more Slugcast information and episodes, follow us on Spotify or Instagram at UCSC Slugcast.